And you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and it's time for If Music Could Talk. Thanks again to DJ Greybeard and DJ Doughty for the great music they played this afternoon and this evening. Really enjoyed that. And I hope everyone out there is having a beautiful Sunday evening. It's quite warm considering how cold it was this past week. There's a little sliver of a moon up in the sky, and it's a beautiful evening. So thanks for tuning in for If Music Could Talk. We have a very special show tonight. We have a special guest, Eva Hosha. She is a wonderful person and also one of the founding members of VACLA, the Virginia Center for Latin American Art. And she and Spencer Turner both run that here in Richmond. And they do a lot of things to promote Latin American arts and culture. And tonight, Eva is going to be telling us about a celebration of the Orisha Yemanja, which it coincides with today in Brazil. Eva, being born in Brazil, is something of an expert on this topic, and will be telling us more about that through music that she's chosen. So stay tuned for that. We have a very special musical tribute show for the Orisha Yemanja, the Candomblé deity, and that's coming up very soon. We're going to start with a song by a Nigerian drummer who many people know for many years, a legend, Babatunde Olatunji, from his album Love Drum Talk. The song is called Mother, Give Me Love.
Jawab, wawo mi song.
Yeah, that's Babatunde Olatunji with Mother Give Me Love. And you're listening to If Music Could Talk. Support for WRAR comes from Style Weekly, Richmond's alternative weekly for news, arts, culture, and opinion. This week's edition is now on newsstands at styleweekly.com. And also, want to let you know that Richmond's Peace Education Center organizes Walk for Peace every second Saturday from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. To join the walk, meet at the Boulevard entrance of the Virginia Museum and wear black. That's every second Saturday. More information is available at RPEC at 804-232-1002 or by email at rpec@rpec.org. And I want to let you know that the 9th Annual Generation Dream Education Concert in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is this Friday at 7 p.m. in the auditorium of Franklin Street Public Library. Sunday at 3 p.m. at Maggie L. Walker Governor School also. And Sunday, February 16th at 3 p.m. at the Fredericksburg Public Library. All dates, times, and events are available on RPEC's website. And shout out to Ron Bagat, a drummer and mentor and teacher of mine from Richmond Community High School, who's taught drumming in Richmond here for many years. So, yeah, RPEC. All right. And as I said, we have a very special guest tonight. That's Eva Hosha. And welcome to WRAR. Is the mic working?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Carl, for having me here tonight.
You're welcome. So tonight, basically, after a very interesting conversation a few months ago with Eva, we were speaking about music and Brazilian music in particular, because Eva, you grew up in Brazil, is that correct?
Yes, I am from Brazil.
Okay. And we were speaking about music and the topic of the African influences in Brazilian music came up. And you mentioned that you'd like to do a show, help co-host a show, and you chose February 2nd to come up and do a show. So why did you choose February 2nd as a special day when you really wanted to host a show?
Well, today, this February 2nd in Brazil, is commemorates the day of Iemanjá. Mm. And it's a very important day in Brazil. Along the coast, many people go to the waters to put white roses for Iemanjá.
And who is Iemanjá?
Well, Iemanjá is an orisha. An orisha is like a mother goddess. She is an archetype of the mother that care for us, that gives life, that gives peace. And she was brought... That archetype was brought to Brazil through the Yoruba religions. And in Brazil, this religion is called Candomblé. So Yoruba, Iemanjá, is a very important duty for this religion. And we celebrate this day with music and dances.
Well, I want to know more about that. And I think one of the best ways to communicate information about culture is through music. So tonight, you've chosen a bunch of songs to play tonight, and I think tonight you're going to start with a song. This is, I don't know if you want to read this title for me?
Yeah, we're going to start with some songs because Iemanjá, I want to start to say that in the religion, it's very... important for us to know that this was not only inside the religion, inside the cults, but in many different places. And in Brazil, it's very different than here, the dynamic that happened, and we're going to be talking about that later. But those places are open, and you can see the ceremonies, and many people go to see the dances. They have very particular rituals, and all those rituals influence the Brazilian music. But we're going to start first with... a song.
I also want to catch you there because of the way the word rhythm, I think you're pronouncing that sounds a bit like Richmond. because the T is a ch sound in Portuguese.
Yeah.
But you're saying rhythm.
Right.
I just wanted to clarify for our listeners. So the this first rhythm.
The first song, yes, is 2 of February, the day of Iemanjá. Mm-hmm. And that's the sound as you would hear in the court, in the dance.
Okay, let's play that.
E manja o a porta belece, a oyo miro, que nijé lodo. E manja o a porta belece, a oyo miro, que nijé. Ogunte maraboca e ali soba. Oloxum e naê, Janaína e Iemanjá. Ogum temar a boca e ali soba. Oloxum e naê, Janaína e Iemanjá. Ogum temar a boca e ali soba. Olosu, Iena, Iezana, Iena, Iemanjá. O com temar a boca e ela sopa. Olosu, Iena, Iezana, Iena, Iemanjá. São rainhas do mar. Mar, misterioso.
Ela mora no mar, ela brinca na areia, no balanço das ondas, a paz ela semeia.
Ela mora no mar, ela brinca na areia, no balanço das águas, a paz ela semeia.
Thank you.
right. That's Dança de Iemanjá, and some music from an actual ceremony. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. During the ceremonies, we have batuca. It's they play for the goddess or for the orishas, and there is an incorporation, which is called an incorporation, almost a trance-like, and the people of this specific religion, they dance in the rhythm of the orishas. The orishas have also connections with the elements of nature, and so Iemanjá is related to the waters. So when they dance, their body imitates a little bit the waves of the water. It's very rhythmic.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, it's beautiful. rhythmic.
Yes.
Rhythmic. Yeah.
So this is a ritual of incorporation. And I wanted
and
to show...
We were watching a video that goes with this song and noticing the women wearing white dress robes and blue...
Yes,
scarves.
Because blue is the color for the Iemanjá, and so if you are seeing different orishas coming to the dance, they're going to have different colors. They will also have different objects in their hands that are related to their specific elements. It's a very complex mythology, and they are related to that mythology. So the... Some of the songs we're going to hear now, first, they are related to the cult itself. And then later, I wanted to show some of the influence. So this next one, Ponto de Iemanjá, it's a mix already, not just from the African religion, the Yoruba religion, but how that got mixed with some religions that were related to the native Brazilians. And it got with a... different drama in the way that they dance and that they express, and but still in a pure form. So we're gonna
The Yoruba tradition is coming from West Africa.
Yes, Nigeria.
And then there were native indigenous cultural elements that combined with the Yoruba culture
in Brazil,
and then. So this next song would be one of the songs that would combine those two cultures.
Yes, combine
but
two.
Still in celebration of the Orisha Iemanjá.
Yes, because what happened is, of course, and unfortunately, those people were enslaved Africans that were brought to Brazil. But in Brazil, the dynamic was very different than the United States because here the colonization... was the main religion were Christian religions, but was
non-Catholic Christianity.
Non-Catholic Christianity. And so they didn't have images. As in Brazil, the main religion brought to the colonizers were was Catholic, the Portuguese, the Italians. And so it was very easy for those African-brought people to be... creating a form of worship their gods through the Catholic gods, which is called syncretism.
Syncretism.
They, for example, for the Virgin Mary, who was already dressed in white and blue, it was very easy for them to almost pretend that they were being taught that religion, being catechized, but in reality, they were still... worshipping their own gods, their orishas.
So Mary would be connected to Iemanjá.
To Iemanjá, yeah. And in fact, it's not only in Brazil that is important day to day, but throughout Latin America and even Spain and other places, you were mentioned that.
Yeah, I looked up.
Heard it.
It's interesting that you can do this with Wikipedia, but you can just type in February 2nd and it'll show you all the different birthdays, death days, and holidays. And the ones that I saw as holidays were, of course, the celebration of Iemanjá in Candomblé. But then also they have Our Lady of Navigators in Brazil, which is the Catholic celebration of Mary. Then also in Spain and other parts, the Virgin de la Candelaria. But all sort of worshiping
they were
the Mother Mary or Yemanja.
Yeah, they were all the same face of the goddess, that pure energy of the Mother Goddess, with the same archetype, but it was in different parts and religions. And so it was amazing that in Brazil that was able to host the Yoruba religions, and they never die. They are very strong there today. Many people, many scholars even say it's as strong in Brazil as it is in Nigeria, the cult of the Orishas.
The Yoruba traditions there.
Yoruba traditions. And so before we keep going, we're going to listen to the next song. It's Ponto de Iemanjá, but already mixed with some of the Brazilian native music.
Now, what does ponto mean?
Ponto is a specific word from the Umbanda, which is that religion that got mixed already, where is a song, but is also a song for the incorporation or for the trance. And so when they play that, and they were dancing in circles, and when I say they, I just wanted to mention they are not African Brazilians, they are all Brazilians. Any Brazilian that would like to be part of this religion is a very open religion.
Mm.
When they play the ponto, is specific to call the god. It's like an invocation of the god. And so this one is an invocation for Iemanjá, to Iemanjá.
Mãe d'água, rainha da sonda, sereia do mar. Mãe d'água, seu canto é bonito quando tem luar. Mãe d'água, rainha da sonda, sereia do mar. Mãe d'água, seu canto é bonito quando tem luar. Como é lindo o canto de Iemanjá. Faz até o pescador chorar. Quem escuta a mãe d'água cantar, vai com ela pro fundo do mar. Vai com ela pro fundo do mar. Iemanjá, Iemanjá, rainha.
just want to let you know that you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is If Music Could Talk. So, Eva, what did we just hear?
Well, you heard an invocation for Iemanjá, and during the invocation, Oduduya is the name she's called to be invoked. They mention also about the oceans when Iemanjá calls from the water, when you call Iemanjá from the water.
You call Iemanjá with that song, Ponto.
With that Iemanjá song, yes, with that Ponto. But the water is a very important element for Iemanjá, also for other Orishas we're going to hear about later, because it's that element of the feminine. So the unconsciousness, the emotions, the water as a creation. So in this day in Brazil, when the people who can go to the coast, to the water, they create very beautiful boats that are decorated with flowers, with other things. And they put in the water as a way to give it to Iemanjá. Don't worry, they clean up in the next day. But people all dress in white is very beautiful to see. And so a lot of those songs also are sung inside the water, sometimes after the midnight when there's a good moon, a full moon. Mm. And so in this next song, for example, you're going to hear them sing and you're going to be able to hear the water, the waves breaking their feet as they are singing.
I probably should have worn white also. I noticed you're wearing white.
Yeah.
I should have. If I had known a little better, I would have done that myself too.
To ask for peace. In Brazil, nobody, it's also going to mention that the first day of the year in Brazil is also almost like a Iemanjá day because people also wear white and ask for good energies for the year. Hmm. And yes, everybody.
So that's what people do. They're asking Iemanjá for blessings. For
blessings. It's like a, even if you want to forget about the mother figure, even if you want to forget about mother figure, as when you, some people like to worship the God, the Catholic God, as a man, and some other people don't believe in that entity, that person as a man, but they believe in the cosmic energy. Mm. The same way, Iemanjá is a personification of the cosmic energy.
Yeah.
So.
Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar. Mãe da água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Mãe da água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar. Mãe d'água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Mãe d'água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar, rainha das ondas, sereia do mar. Mãe d'água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Mãe d'água, peça algum pra nos ajudar. Iemanjá, Iê, Iê, Iemanjá, Iê,
and so, Eva, this personification of this cosmic energy that is Iemanjá, is that just in Brazil or is it all over the world in different names, as you were saying.
So I'm glad you asked, because yes, this is the same energy. In fact, there was a time I wrote a paper about how the whole traffic of slave had been very hard in keeping the African mythology, because the African mythology is as rich as the Greek mythology, for example, mm-hmm. or the Hindu mythology.
They tried to sort of squash it or cover it up when the slaves were brought here. They tried to make them forget about it.
Exactly. And it got very, was a mixed of calling that evil, calling that primitive, calling that paganism, or so many bad
insults
and all. But in reality, that goddess is the same one that would be in the Hindu tradition, or would be in a Catholic religion, the mother of God, or in Greek mythology, a kind of Venus, Aphrodite, mm-hmm. that goddess that has beauty as mm-hmm. well. In fact, it's not just the mother, but that mother that inspired poets and all.
Yeah.
And so it's the same mother, by called by many names in many cultures, in many religions, which in fact is very nice that you ask, because the next song that we're going to hear is called Quanto Nome Tem a Rainha do Mar, how many names for that semi-goddess, the goddess of the ocean. And you're going to hear a very different kind of sound now, because now you're not, it's not inside the religion anymore.
Not just the candomblé ceremonial music.
But now you're going to see, you're going to hear a great Brazilian music, MPB, what is what we call our
Musica, music popular
of Brazil. Yes.
Brasileira,
música popular brasileira. And you're going to hear in the voice of Maria Bethânia. Maria Bethânia, she's the sister of Caetano Veloso, who knows Brazilian music. You have to know Caetano Veloso.
Yeah.
And she's her presence is very strong in Brazil. And Maria Bethânia likes very much that religion. She is part of that religion.
Mm. Incorporates a lot of it into her music.
Into her music. And this song is very beautiful. And because she asks how many names has the Imanjá. And you're going to notice before she starts the song, she reads a poem, and that poem is for the ocean, and she's talking about that mystery of the ocean and the names of the ocean, and how you call that mystery into your life.
Wow. And if you want to check the song titles, you can go to WIR.org if you want to know how any of this is spelled. Quanto nome tem a Rainha do Mar?
Quanto nome tem a Rainha do Mar? Yes.
Mar sem fundo, mar sem fim, a tua beleza aumenta quando estamos sós. E tão fundo intimamente a tua voz segue o mais secreto bailar do meu sonho, que momentos há em que eu suponho seres um milagre criado só para mim.
Quanto nome tem a rainha do mar? Quanto nome tem a rainha do mar? Dandalunda, Janaína, Marabô, princesa de Ayoká. E na sereia, Mucuna, Maria, Dona Iemanjá. Onde ela vive? Onde ela mora? Nas águas, na loca de pedra, num palácio encantado, no fundo do mar. O que ela gosta? O que ela adora? Perfume, flor, espelho e pente, toda sorte de presente pra ela se enfeitar. Como se saúda a rainha do mar, como se saúda a rainha do mar. Alô, Deodofiaba, minha mãe, mãe d'água, Odoiá. Alô, Deodofiaba, minha mãe, mãe d'água, Odoiá. Qual é seu dia, Nossa Senhora? É dia 2 de fevereiro, quando na beira da praia vou lhe abençoar. O que ela canta, por que ela chora? Só canta cantiga bonita, chora quando fica aflita, se você chorar. Quem é que já viu a rainha do mar? Quem é que já viu a rainha do mar? Pescador e marinheiro, quem escuta a sereia cantar? É com o povo que é praieiro que Dona Iemanjá quer se casar.
And there was Maria Bethânia. Beautiful there. Beautiful voice.
And Maria Bethânia has a great voice. And in fact, we will hear a next song by her as well. But this time, we're going to be moving a little bit away from, not away, but not to just be talking about Iemanjá, but about the other Orishas as well.
There are many other gods and goddesses.
There are many. And they are also mythological figures, and so.
But they represent energies just like Iemanjá.
Like Iemanjá, and so they are all, and I'm going to be specific on them after that, but first I wanted to mention the mothers are called Iabás in Yoruba. And the Iabás are archetypical of different mothers, and so as the Iemanjá is more like a mother figure, they also have Oshun, who has a lot of vanity, who is the goddess of the gold and the water, and she, when she dances, she's very charming and very, you know, seductive. Oshun. But also they say that the people who are related to Oshun, or sons, daughters of Oshun, they also cry a lot. They also get when they listen to beautiful poetry, they have their eyes full of water.
Wow.
I told Carl he may have some Oshun because the music can really touch him.
So in following the candomblé in the cultural traditions, people maybe similarly to how we have these, you know, sort of subtle associations to the Greek and Roman horoscope. People in Brazil have these associations with various gods and goddesses of the Yoruba candomblé in a similar way. So they signify if maybe part of you, a son or a daughter of Oshun, as you were just saying, you may have these qualities.
Yeah, well, exactly. I'm not going to say that all Brazilians, but many Brazilians who know about that and they know about those orishas, they know by heart if you say, oh, that woman is a daughter of Oshun, like, oh, she likes some gifts, you know, that's the way you get to her as...
Gift.
Yeah, like as the one for Iemanjá, she's so maternal that she's never going to say no to you. But then there's, for example, Yansan. How that woman can go crazy. She gets mad very fast. She puts the man in his place, and she's wild. She's the goddess of the wind. When she comes in the room, she really makes a disaster. And so we're going to hear about different
models. Yansan's coming up later.
Yansan will come later, and Nanã will come later. But
so this, you were saying as Iabás.
Yes.
That, what does that mean?
That means the mothers. And so this next song is very powerful. I love this song because she starts by saying, not song, not any other song in the air right now, because I'm gonna invoke the Yabas.
The
I'm
mothers.
Gonna sing for them, the mothers. And so she's gonna list one by one and how they are. But when you listen to that, pay attention how the rhythm helps me out here.
Rhythm
is gonna change, because you're gonna be able to hear also that a different God has
a different rhythm
come in that moment, exactly, because you're gonna hear a different
quality of like a different personality, really.
Personality, yeah. And you're gonna hear that in the sound, how one is gonna be so sweet and soft, how the other one is gonna be very powerful, and so pay attention to them.
And also, there's different dances that
different
go with
dances,
these rhythms.
Yes, they have different,
to signify the different
hands, which was amazing, because you see how when that happens, the hands also change to show wind, to show sweetness, to show
fire.
Fire and different kinds of energy in the African dances.
So this is Maria Betania as Ayabas?
Yabas.
As Yabas.
Yes.
Nenhum outro som no ar, pra que todo mundo ouça. Eu agora vou cantar para todas as moças. Eu agora vou bater para todas as moças. Eu agora vou dançar para todas as moças. Para todas as Ayabas, para todas elas. Eu agora vou cantar para todas as moças. Eu agora vou bater para todas as moças. Eu agora vou dançar para todas as moças. Para todas as Ayabas, para todas elas.
Iansã comanda os ventos e a força dos elementos. Na ponta do seu florim é uma menina bonita. Quando o céu se precipita, sempre o princípio e o fim. Iansã comanda os ventos e a força dos elementos. Na ponta do seu florim é uma menina bonita. Quando o céu se precipita, sempre o princípio e o fim. Deixo mudo,
oba!
Numa mão rédeas escudo,
oba!
Não sei se canto ou se não,
oba!
A espada na outra mão,
oba!
Não sei se canto ou se calo,
oba!
De pé sobre o seu cavalo,
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 oba!
De pé sobre o seu cavalo. É uma moça cismada que se esconde na mata e não tem medo de nada. Não tem medo de nada, o chão, os bichos, as folhas, o céu.
Eu lá, eu lá.
Virgem da mata, virgem da mata, virgem dos lábios de mel.
É uma, é uma.
É uma moça cismada que se esconde na mata e não tem medo de nada.
É uma, é uma.
Não tem medo de nada, o chão, os bichos, as folhas, o céu.
É uma, é uma.
Virgem da mata, virgem dos lábios de mel.
Oxum, Oxum, doce mãe dessa gente morena. Oxum, Oxum, água dourada, lagoa serena. Oxum, Oxum, beleza da força, da beleza, da força, da beleza. Oxum, Oxum, Oxum. Doce mãe dessa gente morena. Oxum, Oxum, água dourada, lagoa serena. Oxum, Oxum, beleza da força, da beleza, da força, da beleza. Oxum, 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 Oxum.
That was Maria Bethania As Yabas, and I was looking at that particular video on YouTube. It's up on YouTube, and it had the lyrics posted, so you can actually use Google Translate if you want and copy and paste all the lyrics and put them in. And the lyrics to that song are beautiful, and they definitely don't translate on Google Translate as well as they should. But you still can get the idea of what the different orishas, the various yabas, their qualities are and personalities there. And as Eva was explaining, you also hear that in the way the music changes. And so it's almost 8 o'clock, and I just want to take a minute here to let people know that you're listening to WIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And WIR is supported by Bandito's Burrito Lounge, 2905 Patterson Avenue, featuring live local music every Sunday night. That's Bandito's on Patterson at Colonial, just off the boulevard in the Museum District, on Facebook and the web at banditosburritolounge.com. And I also have a special announcement that I promised Mike Rutz that I would do this, and we're going to just pause for just a sec because it's a little business here. Man is playing this coming week, I think, in Charlottesville, and we have ticket giveaway. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to Man. That's in at the Southern Cafe and Music Hall, and all you have to do is be the first caller. If you call in right now, 804-649-9737, if you want a pair of tickets to see Man, the Southern Cafe in Charlottesville. I think it's actually tomorrow. The show is tomorrow, actually, in Charlottesville. Man Man is playing in Charlottesville. And if you want those tickets, call right now, 804-649-9737. So we're going to continue on here on If Music Could Talk, and we're going to get into some more music celebrating Yemanja and music about the Orishas, and we're going to talk more about Candomblé and those things. So looks like we've got a phone call, and we're going to pause really quickly and take that phone call. And what are we going to hear next? This is Marisa Monchi.
Yes, we're going to hear another song that is by Marisa Monte, which is another great singer from Brazil. She's very popular now internationally. So many people know her.
Yeah, Marisa Monte sang with Tribalistas.
Yes.
Also.
And
beautiful voice.
This is another song where she sings for all the Yabás, to all the Orishas. Mothers, and she mentioned she called many of them mermaids.
Huh, nice. Sereias.
Sereias. Mm-hmm. Lenda das Sereias, the legend of the mermaids, the goddess of the water.
And this is Marisa Monchi.
Ogun te mara boca e ala e soba.
That's the Mermaids of the Sea, Marisa Monchi. And so, Eva, tell me what you were saying about the music. Actually, the musical style of that song is a mixture of a lot of different elements. Is that right?
Different elements, because you have there, Marisa Monte comes after Bossa Nova. She was very influenced about Bossa Nova. We're going to hear later a few songs from the Bossa Nova. But also there is the sound underneath of Cavaquinho. There is Samba Canção, which is a samba that is more, not so much to dance, but to hear when you go to a place, a bar, a special place to hear music in Brazil, and you can hear that music that's more for you to listen, that has more training.
Like less
guitar.
Of a dancing, but more just...
Exactly. For and
and cavaquinho is the string instrument that was in that last song.
Yes, that came... cavaquinho is an instrument that was very much used during the times in the carnival in Brazil when the carnival was not still that big festival
still
that it is now, that is in the streets and now, but it was just a very poetic expression with a great poet that would still do songs for you to listen. It's more like in the guitar tradition.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I love the sound of the cavaquinho.
It's great. And she was, again, singing for many of the Yabás. And we're going to get a little bit more specific of some of the orishas now.
So, yeah, this next one is Gal Costa singing for Oxum.
Yes, and Gal Costa, together with Caetano and Betânia, they used to sing all together. It's another big name in Brazil.
Gal Costa.
She sang with Tom Jobim. I think many people know Tom Jobim, who sang The Girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have shows exactly many of the great singers to show how they are all influenced, because let's say, for example, a poet, it is any great poet, how they were influenced by the Greek mythology, for example. The same in Brazil, the poets, the musicians, which are also poets, they were influenced by the mythology of the orishas, and the poets are also influenced. And so now we are talking not just about the religion, but how that mythology inspired and all the forms, all the expressions, the films, music, poetry, everything.
Even this more popular music.
Even the most popular music
of all.
And we will always be there. So the next one is called Oxum. Oxum is that orisha that I said that's more soft, more crying, has more vanity. When you see her dancing, different than Iemanjá, that has more that motherly energy. Oxum has a different kind of energy, and that has inspired also many poets. We're gonna first listen one with Gal Costa, and I will mention later a second one you're gonna hear.
Ya Giba, Oxum Aura Olua Dupe.
Yo! Yo!
Nessa cidade todo mundo é Oxum.
Yeah, that was Gal Costa, and thanks for listening to If Music Could Talk. And so, Eva, what do we have next here? That was Gal Costa talking about Oshum.
Yes, in fact, I wanted to just to mention one of the phrases from this song, because that song is so beautiful. She said, "The strength that lives in the water makes no distinction of color. Everybody is of Oshum." So... what she's mentioned is that those, that strength, all that archetype, all that energy, it doesn't belong to one or the other, or it's in everybody, the whole humankind.
And Brazil is such a diverse place in shades of skin color as well. That's an important thing a message, an important message to say.
It's very important.
These gods don't discriminate.
No, I thank all the Orishas for that because it makes the culture so rich. And so I like that. I think here, of course, you also had a big influence of the African brought population when you hear the jazz and the blue. The blues, and it's very strong here. But
here in America, yeah.
Yes, but there in Brazil, it's in a very different way because it's much open and it crosses so many bridges and inspired in such a different way. And so it's very powerful. So this next song that we're going to hear is also for inspired by that muse, that Oshun. And it's by Gilberto Gil. Another great artist who was there singing with Bossa Nova, João Gilberto, one of the big fathers of the Bossa Nova. And it's very melodic because Oshun, I mentioned, is more like sweet melodic. And so, and this one, it's called É Menina, which means... It's girl, it's girly, it's light. And so it's a very beautiful song by Gilberto Gil.
É menina, é Oxum da mina, é menina.
Okay, that was Gilberto Gil, A Menina. And where are we going to hear next?
Well, before we have another goddess, I just would like to stop for us to do a god as well. So
yeah, I was going to ask, are there any men in this?
Yes, there are. And there are archetypes
yeah.
that are also related to the male figures, which doesn't mean that a woman needs to have an image of the mother and the man has to be an image of a man.
Yeah, they don't.
Father.
You have a father, you have a mother.
Exactly. For the Orishas, kind of the same. You have two men Orishas that is feminine and a masculine, like a mother and a fine kind, but some people can have three or four, have different energies, two fathers or two mothers, that kind of different of energy.
Hmm.
But there's the Orisha that's related to the creation, it's called Oxalá. And it was fascinating what happened in Brazil, that because Jesus Christ in the images had sometimes a white cloth and was seen as the person of the creation, of the son of the creation. What happened, because of the syncretism in Brazil of the Yoruba traditions, Yoruba religions, and the Catholic religion, it became a kind of a syncret. The syncretization was with Jesus, and so he became like that big figure of a father and son at same time. He was not just the son, but the son and the father. And so, even if you go in the north of Brazil, you can see some churches, Catholic churches, that allow they to have the both representation in the same image. And so you see, the image of Jesus Christ will have something that represents that Orisha, that is Oxalá. And creating that same image in from different backgrounds, religions, let's say, but that same energy of that creator. So that creator called Oxalá, and we're going to hear now Vinicius de Moraes, which is very important. I think if you have ever seen the movie Black Orpheus, that it was based in a play that he wrote. And so Vinicius de Moraes got great inspiration from the Orishas, and that in that movie, Black Orpheus, he's using the Greek mythology of how Orpheus and Euripides, you know, they're about their love and how she died now, but also he was using, translating that into the Brazilian reality and with all that mythology and using the other energies of the mythological figures inside. And so it's very, very fascinating. So he sings there for to Oxalá and with his singer partner Toquinhos.
Ah, Toquinho.
So
a totó balua e a totó babá, vem das águas de Oxalá essa mágoa que me dá. Ela parecia o dia ao romper da escuridão, linda no seu manto todo branco em meio à procissão. E eu que ela devia ao Deus pedir amor e proteção.
Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. E o velho Omulu a totó balu aiê. E o velho Omulu a totó balu aiê. Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. E o velho Omulu a totó balu aiê. E o
velho Omulu, a Totó, a Balua, e
que vontade de chorar no terreiro de Oxalá. Quando eu dei com a minha ingrata, que era filha de Iansã, com a sua espada cor de prata e meio a multidão, cegando o Xangô num balanceio cheio de paixão.
Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. E o velho Omulu adotou a Balua, e o velho Omulu adotou a Balua, e meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. Meu pai Oxalá é o rei, venha me valer. E o velho Omulu adotou a Balua, e
next one is going to be also with Vinícius de Moraes, but with another partner, it's Baden Power. Canto for Xangô, another Orisha, but with a very, very strong energy, the thunder.
Longe eu vim, nem sei mais de onde que eu vim. Sou filho de rei, muito lutei pra ser o que eu sou. Eu sou negro de cor, mas tudo é só amor, hein? Tudo é só amor para mim. Xangô acordou, hoje é tempo de amor, hoje é tempo de dor, hein? Xangô acordou. Mas amar é sofrer, mas amar é morrer de dor. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá, me faça sofrer, a me faça morrer, mas me faça morrer de amar. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá, Xangô acordou. Vim de bem longe, eu vim, nem sei mais de onde que eu vim. Sou filho de rei, muito lutei pra ser o que eu sou. Eu sou negro de cor, mas tudo é só amor, hein? Tudo é só amor para mim. Xangô acordou, hoje é tempo de amor, hoje é tempo de dor, hein? Xangô acordou. Mas amar é sofrer, mas amar é morrer de dor. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá, me faça sofrer, me faça morrer, mas me faça morrer de amar. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá, Xangô acordou.
Salve, meu rei, Senhor, salve, meu orixá, tem sete cores,
Mas amar é sofrer, mas amar é morrer de dor. Xangô, meu senhor, sarará. Me faça sofrer, ah, me faça morrer, mas me faça morrer de amar. Xangô, meu senhor, sarará. Xangô, Agudo. Mas amar é sofrer, mas amar é morrer de dor. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá. Me faça sofrer, ah, me faça morrer, mas me faça morrer de amar. Xangô, meu senhor, saravá. Xangô, Agudo.
So I'm hearing a lot of different percussion instruments in that one, and that was dedicated to Xangô, god of Orisha, with the aspect of thunder. Lots of powerful, very powerful personality, Xangô. There's different instruments that come up in these songs, and I don't know exactly what style that song would be considered. Vinicius de Moraes and Baden Powell were the music. Popular music.
Yeah, they are popular musicians of the MPB, popular music.
It's an acronym that is often used to describe a certain era of music coming out of Brazil. Music, yes. Popular.
Música popular brasileira is kind of the music that came with the bossa nova and got with the influence of many rhythms. They had. The percussionist influence of the African music, but also had more jazz kind.
That last one had the kind of jazzy guitar and flute, yes. Also, and then a chorus. But then there's all these shakers and clinking metal objects.
What happened is, in reality, because Vinicius de Moraes, he belonged to... Umbanda, which is the variation of candomblé that I mentioned earlier. It's related to also the native Brazilians. And he's doing this song, he's having his own style of music put over the ponto of the orisha, meaning that music that invokes
the
call of the orisha. And so... A lot of the instruments that were used in the song were instruments that they use during the cult of the audition. So
the call or the ceremony.
The ceremony. So yeah. You have instruments of afoxé. You have things that were done with coconut and shells. Cowrie shells that are in the kind of almost a bell that is they shake for the transe. And it has also the things that sounds like a horse trot.
Yeah, because the hooves of a horse.
Yes, and it's because exactly the way that the orisha dances, you know, like marsh or something like that. So you hear that in a few of the male orishas.
And then all of that happening as an element with, as well... some of the elements of the popular music with the guitar and the flute and piano. So
with all of
combined.
That, yes. It's brilliant. It's brilliant if you can codify all the things that are present in that song. You would see that is an expert in music that can manage so many different styles and can manage to put them all together.
Yeah.
In the same music and so on.
So, and then, you know, I don't know if I'm correct, but it didn't sound like they were speaking in Portuguese in that last one.
Yeah,
what language were they singing in?
Well, other than some words that are related to the quote, for example, saravá. Saravá is the way to say energy, power. In Umbanda, they say saravá. And in Candomblé, they say axé. Axé is also that energy to bring the power of energy. And it's a word that in reality conduces what you feel, because it's supposed to mean peace, but if you are mad and you say that word, maybe the energy that you are spreading is the other energy.
Oh, I see.
It conducts.
It just conducts
the energy. And so, but they also have words in the beginning that were in Yoruba. In fact, in many of those songs that we play, there were words in Yoruba, because the Yoruba language was preserved because of those rituals in Brazil. There are many people that are, they can be completely European, German descendants from the south, that they still, because of the culture, they have access to that Yoruba songs, and they learn that. But also there are some African people that when they came to Brazil, during the hard times that they had right in the beginning, unfortunately, due to the enslavery.
During the times of colonialism, when slavery was still alive.
Yeah, there was a time when some groups would escape, and they would form their own place. And so there were some...
Like a sanctuary.
Yes, and so there's Zumbis was the most famous of them, for example. But there were groups, and I remember just a few years ago, they found another of those groups inside of the forest that were still speaking Yoruba and had not had many contact with the Portuguese language.
They since all those years.
Since all those years.
And they were just living with these Yoruba traditions. In a secluded area of the rainforest?
Yes.
Wow.
And so that is still happen. And so, but again, I wanted to mention that that is not just related to, and I am very sorry to say that, but here, for example, sometimes you go to a church that has only European people and another that only has African descendant people. That in Brazil, it's all mixed. And so when I say that, other than that, this group that was separate, all those groups are together. And so Vinicius de Moraes has very light skin.
Yeah.
But he is very strong in that religion. And so it's a Brazilian religion. It's not a Brazilian Afro-religion. It's a Brazilian religion. And so...
And it's also interesting how when you talk about culture and religion, how they're... There's things that are cultural that don't have to be. It doesn't matter what religion you say that you are. Yeah. Those cultural elements are universal.
Universal. In fact, that's very funny in Brazil, because there are many people who I think they are, if you ask them what are the religions, they can say they belong to many religions, because if you one day... They can be inside the Catholic Church praying the Mass. The next day, they can be in the Candomblé religion.
Wow.
They are not fighting with each other.
But
they convive together. It's part of the culture, the mythology, the poet. You know, it's everywhere, as I said. But next song... it's going to be out in Yoruba as it's used in the cult. But you're not going to hear a music inside the cult now. You're going to hear Carlinhos Brown, which is very
one
important.
One of my favorites, yeah. Carlinhos Brown. Also, we mentioned Marisa Monchi earlier, who was also in a group called Tribalistas with Marisa Monchi. This is Carlinhos Brown singing in Yoruba, and this is Ogun Ja.
Yeah, but before you put on, I just want to mention that Carlinhos Brown also play with Olodum, which is a very other important group.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we can have both songs right now.
Sure, yeah. Okay. And I don't know, everyone, probably not everyone knows this, but Carlinhos Brown being another one of those real proponents of Brazilian culture, who's has, you know, he leads the carnival. Yes. He's a drummer, and incorporates, just like Vinicius de Moraes. Carlinhos Brown also incorporates a lot of these candomblé traditions into his music.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, this is Carlinhos Brown, Ogun Ja.
Ogun te arere, iê, Ogun Ja, choromade arere, iê, Ogun Yaô, iê, Ogun Yaô.
Yeah, Carlinhos Brown there, and what the you remember the metaphor?
Yes, I remember the name. I was just going to say that if you could make a metaphor with Carlinhos Brown with somebody in the U.S. but not from the music, I think it would be Basquiat. He would be like this genius that Basquiat is, the
multi-talented,
but also like had done so much on his own.
Yeah.
But then had going to the very top of what contemporary art is.
Wow. So, and then our transition here from that song, which was sung in Yoruba, which song did you want to play next here?
I would like to play Olodum.
Okay, all right. And this is Salvador de Bahia, Olodum. Eva, what's so special about Salvador de Bahia?
Well, Bahia, in the north of Brazil, was where was the main population of African people brought, and so it's the heart of that tradition. But Olodum is a group that is very important, percussionist
percussionist, yeah.
Group, and Carlinhos Brown used to be part of them.
Yeah.
And they have foundations also where they teach kids, many times street kids, to play. And it's very organized and very beautiful.
Now, was
and
this the place that Michael Jackson filmed that video?
Yes.
They don't really care about us.
Exactly. And so there's so many people, artists in Europe and here that have their eyes on that place.
I know actually Ram Bagat, who I mentioned earlier, went down there and did some things.
He went there. Michael Jackson went there, and Paul Simon.
And Paul Simon also. If you recognize this beat here, hold on. You probably recognize that from a song that Paul Simon, the first song on the Rhythm of the Saints, which we'll just play a little bit of now. That would be The Rhythm of the Saints, a beautiful song that we're not going to play the whole thing. But we're going to go into now a song from an album that came out on Folkways, None Such Explorer. And this would be the name of the album is Black Music of South America, but this one being from Brazil, Candomblé. And let's hear that one now.
You are hearing that's the pure music of Candomblé. It's the music for the Orixás, and it's all singing in Yoruba, and it's in a moment like of a trance-like section. And so what you are hearing now is not the mix with the Brazilian popular music, but the pure essence of Candomblé,
yeah,
the Yoruba religion in Brazil.
And this religion is very important to Brazilians, and you know, takes up a big part of people's belief and is very important in their lives.
Right. Well, I will say that Brazilians, they are their religions in their core, but it's not religion as necessary to say a church-like religion, but in the terms of faith, I think Brazilians of any kind, from any faith, they have that feeling of believing. You know, that's the good part. I think the bad part will be a little bit of superstition too.
Yeah.
But
But faith and spirituality and faith that can be applied to situations in life.
Situations in life. And if you travel to Brazil, you're going to see that it's in the energy of anybody. Can be a very intellectual. And I don't think, even if anybody in Brazil can say, I am ateo, I don't believe in anything. Yes, everybody in Brazil has that energy, poetic energy in their cores. It's just you get that and you feel that wherever you go. And in fact, I wanted just to play next a song that's by Caetano Veloso, another very big name in Brazil, and it's called Miracle of People. And Caetano Veloso is an intellectual. He's very strong, his ideas in Brazil, so as Gilberto Gil, which in fact was the Minister of Culture in Brazil for a while. But in just...
That was Gilberto Gil?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Caetano and Gilberto Gil, they are best friends. They made many songs together. They played together. But this song,
Milagres
do Povo, Miracles of the People, said...
Miracles?
Miracles.
Of people.
Of people. Yeah. He starts by saying, who is ateu? Is that the pronunciation? Ateu. Who doesn't believe in any God?
Oh, atheist.
Atheist.
Yeah.
Who is atheist like me, but you saw miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles as I saw, believes that gods are gods.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is the miracles of the people, Caetano Veloso.
Na verdade, mesmo chorando só pode comemorar, né? Quem é ateu de milagres como eu sabe que os deuses sem Deus não cessam de brotar, nem cansam de esperar. E o coração que é soberano e que é senhor não cabe na escravidão, não cabe no seu não. Não cabe em si de tanto sim, e é pura dança e sexo e glória, paira para além da história. Que brilha a prata, a luz do céu. E o povo negro entendeu que o grande vencedor se ergue além da dor. Tudo chegou, sobrevivente no navio. Quem descobriu o Brasil foi o negro que viu a crueldade bem de frente, ainda produziu milagres de fé no extremo ocidente.
All right, that was Caetano Veloso, Milagres de Povo. And We have one more song here that we're going to finish the show with. But first, I just want to thank you, Eva Hosha, for coming in again and you know, basically just thank you for sharing all this wonderful information. I know you've studied Candomblé and the Orishas, and you've got a lot of great knowledge. And this is why community radio is so great. We can invite people like you onto the air to share what you know about this music and Brazilian culture in general. And I know everyone out there has gotten a lot out of this. So thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's for us. For me, it's very important. And it's important also, you mentioned before, we start a nonprofit to promote Latin American art. And we
Vacla, right?
Vacla. And we wanted to later have the opportunity to exactly show those traditions here and interact with many different traditions from here and show how those cultures is spread in different parts of the world.
What's the website that people, if they want more information about Vacla, the Virginia
you can,
Center
Google
for Latin American Art?
Vacla, you can find us on Facebook, Virginia Center for Latin American Art.
And the acronym is V-A-C-L-A-A.
And we have a school bus, which is our gallery, our art gallery, and we park in First Fridays, Broad Street, if you just get to First Friday, just there on the second block. So the next song we're going to hear is perfect to finish this show because it's called Andar com Fé, To Walk with Faith. And it's by Gilberto Gil. And exactly, it's a very, who knows Portuguese and even the Americans go there and get in love with this song because it's very catchy, but he sings, I walk with faith, I will, because fate never fails. So it's a
That's
beautiful
good
poem
message
by
to end the show on, I think.
Gilberto Gil.
And stay tuned for Stunted Development coming up next.
Andar com fé eu vou, café não costuma falhar. a fé não costuma falhar.
Andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar.
Menininha,
andar com fé eu vou, que a fé não costuma falhar. Oi, oh.